And we're at the Blue Barn. David Lighting, who runs Young Eagles and those Eagle flights, and this Blue Barn behind us here is with me, and he's helping me host today's segment out here. You've put together a cool group. We just had Shaundi Tucker and Jimmy Graham, for crying out loud. How can you top that? But
I think we might be
right
able
to the point.
Yes. Yeah, with this young man, Tommy. So we talked about what's inside the Blue Barn. One of the programs we highlight is the Ray Aviation Scholarship Program. And this gentleman we have with us now, Tommy Hagen, is a recent recipient and a recent completed recipient of the Ray Aviation Scholarship Program. Just passed his check right on his 17th birthday, and welcome, Tommy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Is this your first Oshkosh or no?
It's my second year.
Last year,
yeah.
Oh, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the program that you're here under and how you got involved, what you had to do, and how you made it happen.
All right. So it started with, years and years ago, wanted to be a pilot. So then once the time started to come when I got a little bit older, we started looking into programs to join and be a part of. And we came across EAA and joined EAA and then found out about the Ray Scholarship. And now here I am.
So. Now here you are.
And if I have the timeline correct, it sounds like you took a Young Eagles flight about 18 months ago.
Yep.
You got the Ray Scholarship shortly after that.
Yep.
You soloed on your 16th birthday.
Yep.
You got your license on your 17th birthday.
Yep.
And that was less than a month ago, and you're already flying Young Eagles.
Correct. Yeah.
That's as cool as it gets.
That's like the aviation dream timeline right there young aviator.
Yeah. So what was your first interest? I mean, you obviously, before you went out for Young Eagle ride, you probably had some interest in aviation.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it started going to the air shows since I could remember seeing Sean perform. So that immediately, lit the fire under me and got into flight simulators about 5 to 6 years ago. And I realized that I can fly some of these things. So, took over my life and now I'm officially a pilot. So
can you just talk a little bit about, once you got involved with EAA and the chapter, it's 1252
that
you're a member of. Can you just talk a little bit about what role they played in that journey and how they kind of helped you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, they played a huge, huge role from giving me my first few introductory flights as a Young Eagle, letting me have the controls once or twice. So that was a great time. But those people, they wanted nothing but to help me along with my career and everything. They've been by my side. They've done everything they can to get me where I need to be, and they've done an amazing job. Mike McCoy especially, he's done a terrific job with getting me started and everything. So
well, thanks for giving a shout out to your mentor.
Absolutely.
And the sponsor.
I think in aviation we all have had a mentor or mentors in many cases, because without them we wouldn't be where we are today, and you're already on the fast track to being one of those for somebody else. But what do you want to do with aviation? What's the, the long-term goal, the short-term and the long-term goal?
Yeah. So, I want to start working on all my ratings, all the licenses and everything to become a commercial pilot flying the big airliners, I want that to be my final career.
You want to see the world.
Yes, exactly. once I, after I retire and everything, stay flying, bush flying, GA. Just keeping it as a hobby, definitely doing Young Eagles and everything I can to just stay with the program, stay with all the people.
The cool thing about being an airline pilot, and I can say because I am one, is that it gives you a lot of time off to do those things. You don't have to wait till you retire.
You
can go fly bush. You can fly floats. You can fly aerobatics. You can do whatever you want while you still have a job, which is, by the way, your hobby too.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It's a pretty cool occupation.
Getting paid to do what you love.
Don't let anybody. There's some people out there that maybe they're not as passionate as we are. Maybe they're a little worn out. Maybe they've been through 3 or 4 airlines.
Yep.
They will be sometimes negative. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let them keep you from going for your goal.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because some people just won't spark like the rest of us do.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, just keep your head up, keep driving. What's next for you? So are you working on your commercial or your instrument?
Probably going to do the instrument first. And then.
Makes sense, yeah.
go all the way from there. So.
And you're from where? We talked about this already. Yeah?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. Yep. But what part of what airport are you based out of in Cleveland?
Lorain County Regional.
Lorain County Regional.
Yep.
Is that a big GA airport?
It's not bad. Untowered. We get some, you know, corporate stuff coming in. But okay. It's there's a big flight school. There's a smaller flying club, Discover Aviation Center. That's where I fly out of. Hence the hat.
Yeah.
They're an amazing, amazing group of people. Oh. Great airplanes, great people. So
that's awesome. Are there some opportunities there for you to have a high school job?
Yes, yes.
What do you do?
Well, right now I'm working in a warehouse at a garden center. So
oh, okay.
I'm moving boxes.
I'm in at the airport. Oh. Well, you can do both. You can work at the airport and the warehouse garden center, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what kind of airplane did you do your flight training in?
The PA-38 Tomahawk. Yeah.
Oh, they're still
flying. I know
those are still flying.
They are. They are. We'll have to hook them up with our friend Craig Anderson so they can talk Tomahawk flying.
He loves the Tomahawk. He especially likes to get in a stall and watch the tail go side to side to side.
He was talking about coordinating a Tomahawks to Oshkosh gathering. So maybe
really?
You guys can be the two lead planes.
There
or
you go.
Like
yeah,
that
would be awesome.
That would be perfect because I remember when you and Craig were young Eagles. And it didn't seem like that long ago. I mean, I met you, David, in college. You're in college, and now look at you. You know, and you could do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what it's all about, Tommy.
Yep.
You meet people, and you say, hey, you know, that's kind of a path I want to go on. I want to do that. How do I do that? And just ask questions.
Oh,
don't
be
afraid to ask.
Yeah.
You know.
So one of the things we often hear from current pilots that are interested in becoming Young Eagles pilots, at least locally, a lot of the folks I talk to, especially after they get their certificate, they're always a little bit nervous to take a passenger they don't know, especially a kid. What was that like taking a kid flying for the first time? Was it someone you knew or was it a stranger?
So the first one I didn't know. So that was a little interesting. You know how kids are. So I didn't know if he would try to grab on the yoke or anything and try to do anything. But, you know, it was great. He did nothing except look out the window and smile. So
it's all about that briefing. Don't forget
Absolutely.
The briefing.
Yeah, big briefing before we even started the engine.
Yeah.
And then there was one person who I flew that I did know. It's one of my mom's friend's son. He had an absolute blast. He was just right as the wheels came up, he was screaming. He was like, oh, my gosh. So that felt really good to actually experience someone getting to get a taste of flying because that was his first time on a plane. So it was great to experience.
Do your parents fly? Does anybody in your family
Neither
fly?
Neither of them do.
See, this is the thing, you know. My dad flew, so I had that opportunity early on and to develop that passion. For you, now what you're going to do is you're going to pass this love you have on to your parents. And
Absolutely.
So my guess is that the first flight you gave when you got your private was to mom and dad.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
That's awesome.
That was a great feeling because my dad has done a lot behind the scenes getting the
kudos to dad.
So I wanted him to be my first passenger, so right as I got certified, I immediately took him right up and flew over the house and just over some areas. But that was really nice to finally take him up because I've been wanting to for forever.
It's a dream come true.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I would similar background. I had very supportive parents in aviation, but neither of them were pilots. But both also my first passengers, and definitely a really special moment. I think for them, probably more special than even for us. You know, we may not realize it until after the fact. But I do want to ask, again, kind of going back to Young Eagles, since we're here at the Blue Barn, home of Chapters and Young Eagles. If someone were to ask you, I'm thinking about becoming a Young Eagles pilot, I don't know, what would you say? You know, what's the reason, though? What have you gotten out of it in just the two flights you've given?
I would say do it right away because you will get to finally get the feeling of knowing that you're affecting someone's life and giving them the taste of flying, because that's the best thing in the whole world, is introducing someone to that and getting to see their reaction and how they react to actually, you know, flying up in the sky and everything. So, yeah, it's for me, it's to give back because I know there are a lot of people who took their time, their money to help get me up in the air, so I wanted to help, you know, the future kids to get up in the air as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, which is awesome. And there's so much you can do now that you have your private. Okay. I mean, yeah, you can go. You can get your seaplane rating, you know. You can go and get your glider. Yeah. It's easy to do glider now because you have a private already. Mm-hmm. So glider is a simple add-on. You go do that. You can go do that with a vacation. You can go to take your parents to Hawaii, and you can solo glider and get your private all within a week there.
Yeah.
So those kind of things, those kind of opportunities are now there for you.
Absolutely.
Because you've checked that first box. So there's a lot of stuff coming along for you. We're super excited for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So, David.
So, Ray, do we have time to talk about the Ray Scholarship?
I think we have about a minute. Just real quick, let's tag the Ray Scholarship.
Yeah, I was just going to say, since Tommy was a recipient, just wanted to recognize the Ray Aviation Scholarship Program. Like we talked about, giving $10,000 to deserving youth through local EAA chapters. This is now the fourth year of the program, and their support has only grown over time. The Ray Foundation now gives us over $1.5 million a year to pump into these scholarships, which is just absolutely incredible. Also, obviously, the supporters when we built the Air Academy Lodge over here on the EAA grounds, yep. which allows kids to come have a true aviation summer camp experience. So before we let Tommy go, I just wanted to mention the Ray Foundation and how great they've been to the various initiatives that EAA has put on. Also, big supporters of the new museum edition we recently did over at the Education Center.
That's so awesome. Oh, and we'll talk about that when we come back in the next segment. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for making time to talk on the radio with us today and share our passions together. And I'm sure you're inspiring some kid that might be listening today. So
yeah, well, thank you very much for having me. Thank you for all the chances you guys have given me.
You bet.
Thank
you very much. J-Mont G, we're on the fly at the Blue Barn. David Lighting and I will be right back with another guest. So hang on. You're listening to EAA Radio.